Well, we began the week with thunderstorms and hurricane-force winds, tornado-ish kind of weather. It was horrible. But as we got into Wednesday, we had Gary Farr and his all-star big band at the Moon, so we're going to talk about that. And I've got Dave Barfield as our guest talking about this fantastic Tallahassee Family Magazine. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
If Santa missed something on your list, get it now at Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale. Save hundreds of dollars on items throughout the store. Save $60 on a keyless entry system. Now only $299.95. Most vehicles or a complete bed protection package with bed liner, bed caps, and tailgate cap. Only $299.95.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty.
Don't take chances. Our professional installers do it right the first time.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale on Mahan Drive across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800. 656-8800.
Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
I've got my plans made. I've got my tracks laid. I'm building steam, and baby, you could see me go, because I'm a freight train, yeah.
Welcome again. We are back together, you and I, holding hands across the miles. Wherever you may be at this moment, I'm grateful that you have decided to include me in your morning or your evening, because, of course, we are rebroadcast at a later time on moosemagnificat.com. Comes on at 9:30 Saturday nights, and on Wednesdays at 5:30 on Moose. So if you just can't get enough of me, see? Or if you missed some juicy moment and you think, oh, man, I'm so interested in hearing about that. See, we're looking out for you. But here we are, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, 93.3 FM in Tallahassee, carrying us to you faithfully over the years. Thank you, Barry Kay and the good folks at Freedom 93. Been an interesting week. What a week. Probably still in the foreground for me would be the show Wednesday night with Gary Farr and his all-star big band that performed Wednesday night at the Moon, featuring soloist Lisanne Lyons. Many, many folks in attendance there. Lots of familiar faces from around the community. People who love that big band sound. My goodness. And what a sound it was. We were privileged enough to be there. That is to say, myself and friends of the show. Alcom had a table there. And our good friend Rick Oppenheim was there with company, with his companions. And thank you, Rick, for introducing us to Gary Farr. That was a cool thing. Because we ended up having the opportunity not only to be at the show, but we broadcast the entire affair on Moose Magnificat. Right. Which, as you know by now, is online, moosemagnificat.com. That's where you go to listen. Here's a neat thing to do. Put a link on your smartphone that is tied to the website, moosemagnificat.com. So all you have to do is tap that link, brings up the station page, and you hit listen, and you're listening. And what are you listening to? Well, you got all the locals. Our mantra there is all locals all the time. So we are most interested in local musicians playing their original music. we sprinkle in some conversations that I've had with some of those artists, Jerry Thigpen and Frank Douglas, right? Sarah Mack and the new 76ers, lots of them. So Royce Lovett was on the show. People like that, Sarah Mack, Drew Tillman. It's been remarkable, really. And we've had conversations there with people like Scotty Barnhart, who was instrumental, no pun intended, in the formation of the first ever Florida Jazz and Blues Festival that debuted earlier this year, or last year in the fall. Courtesy of John Brown and all of his hardworking crew. Good job, John. Tallahassee, you're coming on strong, and we're doing our part here. I've got with me in the show today Dave Barfield, who is the creative director for this magazine, Tallahassee Family Magazine. Another great example of the new, the better celebrated, the more recognized, real Tallahassee. This is the Tallahassee that goes beyond two or three zip codes. This is the Tallahassee that is about working people who are the builders and creators and the folks who are at ground level more often. They're not the affluent and the elite necessarily, although they might be. Certainly a lot of hardworking people in those ranks. But Tallahassee Family Magazine goes out of its way to find those folks who are out there in very real, we'll say, very contributive ways, firsthand, like Laura Green. She's on the cover of the current edition. Another one of these very real people, pardon me for using the term real, but I'm not very smart, and that's the best thing I can come up with. So, to me, it's a question of being genuine. It's a question of giving exactly what you have to offer and finding as many ways as you can to impact for the good as many people as you can. And Dave Barfield is a fan of that, and he is that person as well. When you start looking at the magnitude of the man's work over the last several decades, it's formidable. I mean, the guy has won an Emmy of late. He's won several national awards, American Advertising Federation. If you know his work, you know what I'm talking about. You can pick up a copy of the magazine and you'll know immediately. For example, all of the photos that you see of Florida State University women's basketball, okay, that goes back now 2 or 3 years, that's his work. That's an example of the kind of formidable talent we're talking about. And it's a talent that is beyond the technical. It can't even be described, I don't think, very well, because it's sort of mysterious to me. We're going to talk with Dave about that and how this concept for Tallahassee Family Magazine came about. He'll be with me here in the first hour, as will our dear friend and co-host, Miriam Dady. She's going to be with us to talk about Tallahassee business, the business community as such. Able spokesperson on behalf of the business community, herself an entrepreneur, highly contributive in her own right, very much involved in networking with local businesses, big time role with something called Business Network International, BNI. Many of you are BNI members. Just been around Tallahassee a long time, and in that capacity, she has contributed sizably to the welfare of others in business. She's an accomplished actress, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. So maybe she'll talk a little bit about that. I don't know. But she's with us for the business spotlight today, running solo there. Kind of give us a heads up on where she sees things as Tallahassee business goes. So that's cool. And then I thought in the second hour, we'd have opportunity to provide you some of our broadcast of Gary Farr. So we're going to take a few moments toward the end of the show and let you hear what you missed on Wednesday night, courtesy of moosemagnificat.com. Stay with me, folks. We got a great show lined up. Remember, you can always find us online at TallahasseeTalks.com. If you have a topic or guest you'd like us to consider, easy enough, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Stay with me.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for today's Business Spotlight with Miriam Davey. Brought to you by Tallahassee Community College Workforce Development.
Good morning. This is Miriam Davey in Tallahassee Business Spotlight. Wow, I'm happy to be with you this morning, especially after the week we've had in Tallahassee. I don't know how many of you have had trees leaning on your property or on your house. I was lucky enough not to have a single tree fall, but I didn't get my electricity back on for 2.5 days, and that really teaches you an appreciation for some of the business of our city. I want to shout out to all of those crews that were working to clear up Tallahassee this past week, and thank you for your hard work. I have an unusual show today. My guest for Tallahassee Business Spotlight is you. Those of you with your earbuds in, those of you that are driving somewhere, if I can just get you to give me a little attention and to answer some questions thoughtfully, I think that our next year in Tallahassee is going to be even better than our past. We've had a lot of changes everyone has an opinion about, whether it's obviously our national politics. We've got a lot of brand new people in Washington. We've got a lot of people that are fearful and angry and upset. And we've got a whole nother spectrum of people that are hopeful and excited. I find myself somewhere in the middle. I think that from my own perspective right here in Tallahassee, and from talking to a lot of business people, I'm hopeful about our future, and I long for solutions. And that's where you come in. I hope that our little piece of heaven, which is kind of the trigger finger of Florida, everywhere from Grady County and Thomas County down to the water, from over there at Gadsden or Liberty, and from Jefferson County and Wakulla, I want to know the solutions that you personally bring to the table for us right here, for kind of Leon County and the surrounding areas. What are those things that you, as a business person, as an artist, as a person of faith, what are the things that you bring to the table that you can trade for something better in our community? I often talk to the guests that come about how they make our community unique. What is it about their product? What is it about their service that makes us all better? And when I'm away from this microphone, I talk to an awful lot of business people. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one that hears the marching band. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about marching bands after watching the inaugural parade last week. But to a tuba player, every single march sounds like a tuba solo. And that's the same way with someone who plays a triangle. Every Sousa march sounds like a triangle solo. But to those of us who stand back and listen and view and learn, the music, when you put it all together, is really something special. We have that right here in South Georgia, North Florida. We have something no one else in the world has. And those of you that maybe this is background noise, but some of you are listening to the show and you get a real feel for what is happening in our area and what is special about it. And I want to hear about those solutions. I don't want to hear about the problems. All of us get enough of that. But Tallahassee Business Spotlight is as much about spotlighting your solutions and your ideas and your needs as anything else. I was once talking with a business coach about the economy of being in business, and he said it's really simple. If I have something of value to trade that's worth more to you than the currency you hold in your pocket, we've got a deal. And with all that kind of trade going on, there are people looking for all kinds of currency. Some of us just want applause. I know from being on the stage for years that having that applause wash over an actor or a group of actors on the stage or a group of musicians, boy, you can't put a price tag on it. Some of us are more financially grounded. We really have something of value that we're willing to trade for some Benjamins. I can relate to that too. And there are those of you out there that are both creative and practical, and you're willing to give away what you have. You astound me. I'm kind of in awe of you, and I'm at the same time, I'm jealous that you can be in that position. I'd love to join you there, where I can give my contribution to Tallahassee, to Leon County, and to our surrounding area. Make it the kind of environment that we have the potential of being. I know we're on that road. I think that you are out there. I'm out there to help us get there. So here's my challenge. Please reach out to me. I think the best way might be going to Facebook, look for Tallahassee Talks, like us, reach out to us, use that contact information there. If you want to reach out to me individually, I welcome you to. My name is Miriam, the last name is D-A-D-Y, and I want you to make a friend of me because I'd like to know your solutions, and I want you sitting at the other end of my microphone. That's it for today. I appreciate you listening, and I can't wait to hear from you. Once again, my name is Miriam Dady, and this is Tallahassee Business Spotlight.
Have you heard about TallyConnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. TallyConnection.com. go to that particular blog. You can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there, brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their tallyconnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. Tallyconnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
There's a new magazine in town. It's called Tallahassee Family Magazine. We have with us the creative director for this publication, Dave Barfield. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for being a part of our wonderful radio show.
Thank you.
It is, according to many, not you particularly, but many other people think it's pretty nifty, swift.
Wow.
Good. Okay, fine. Let's talk about the magazine.
Okay.
Tallahassee Family Magazine has taken, it seems to me, a direction that is, I think it's fair to say, unduplicated. I don't see other publications with the same sort of message, mission, look, feel, whatever. You're the guy who has made that happen. And my question is, why? Why is it so important to you that this magazine exists?
Well, first of all, it's not just me. A lot of people work equally hard on the magazine. But I feel like it's a magazine that covers stuff that isn't really covered in Tallahassee. More of the local makers, local musicians, just stuff we haven't really seen in other Tallahassee-based publications.
It's remarkable to me that you have such a depth of experience. You've been in all kinds of work over the years as an artist, as a photographer, a technician. I mean, you've got all of that going on. It seems like every time I look at a website, you know, you have had a role to play if it's a website related to some kind of creative enterprise, we'll say. By design, is this something you decided to do when you were a little kid, that someday I'm going to be a world famous photographer, layout artist, or whatever?
Well, I never decided to be famous. I'm not famous by any means.
But I think you are.
No, when I was a little kid.
I mean, I think other people think you're famous.
No.
And that's really all that counts, really.
I'm just regular. But when I was about eight, my grandfather gave me an old Kodak Brownie, and he also had a huge collection of National Geographics, and that's from that day I knew that's pretty much what I wanted to do.
And you've done it and done it and done it. And photography, we'll say, vis-a-vis photography as an enterprise, is not what it was certainly then.
Right.
And the technical aspects of photography have changed dramatically, right down to how photographs actually end up showing on a printed surface, right? So we're not working in film any longer as such, right? It's
not
largely,
necessarily. I still work in film for certain things. Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Because there's still a lot more detail and resolution, and especially color range, you can get in film that you just is still not duplicated in digital cameras. Along with just, and this is technical stuff that is not super interesting, but I shoot a lot of large format stuff, particularly for product photography, and that type of camera allows you to do things that you just can't do with digital cameras.
Mm. In fact, then it's not what it was, but it is still an element of the work that
you're doing. It's still an element. Yeah. I still develop film and maintain a dark room and make prints and all that kind of thing.
Wow.
So it still exists, and some people want that, especially nowadays. People are moving. You know what? I don't want digital. I want a real thing.
Back.
Not that digital isn't real, but
Yeah, that it has these qualities about it
right. That
just cannot be done in a digital format.
There's qualities about it, and what's becoming more important to people is the old argument about what a photograph is. Is it an image separate from itself, or is a photograph an actual object like a painting?
Interesting. I saw that you made mention of that, or maybe you posted this article recently, maybe a couple of months back, and it was that discussion about what constitutes a photograph. And the author at the time, forgive me, I've forgotten, I'm certain that you recall, but the point of the message there was photograph for photograph's sake. It doesn't need accompanying text to explain to us what we are seeing.
Right.
And for that reason, this particular author was a bit dismayed that seemed to be the way a lot of magazines are going, is that you can't just see the photograph a la National Geographic and go, wow.
Right.
And that's one of the hallmarks of what you're doing in Tallahassee Family. I can't tell you how many people will say, I just want to look at the pictures. And they look at those photos that are your work, and the photo itself is telling the story. And that, to me, is then this remarkable mix of your eye, your perspective, and the technology. So when I say to you, or when do you make that decision to use film as opposed to digital? What are those circumstances where you go, we really need to shoot this in film?
There's two ways that'll occur. One is there's a technical reason where I need particular camera movements that require a large format camera. And the other one is if I'm emotionally involved enough with whatever I'm shooting, that I want that object rather than just an image on the computer. And what I mean by that is if I take an image on film and print that, every single print of that is going to be a little bit different, which means each image is its own object that can't be replicated. And another process I do even more so, it's called a wet plate collodion, where I actually coat a piece of glass with emulsion and expose that and develop it. That can only ever happen once. So what I have then is not to the level, I don't want to compare it to a sculpture, but it's an object that can never exist again. There's only that one of it. And if it gets destroyed or damaged, that's it. It can't be duplicated.
Well, folks, we're talking with Dave Barfield here. He's the creative director for this neat little magazine, Tallahassee Family Magazine, that has made its way over the last couple of years into the hearts of many and to the eyes of any of those who are coming back and saying, wow, this is different. This is not just the lifestyles of the affluent and elite. This feels real to me. This feels ground level. This is Tallahassee at large.
And my biggest interest, I think, is the people in Tallahassee that are still making things. Guitar makers, jewelry makers, photographers that are working in the old ways. People that are growing food on small plots, all of those things, I think, are what fascinates
you,
me.
You had as your cover story here, I guess, in the summer edition, Farm to Table, Miccosukee Root Cellar,
right,
is an example.
Right.
Yeah. And in the current edition, Danny Goddard, who is a maker, right?
Right, builds incredible guitars. And to me, that's basically magic. When I go watch him or people like him do stuff, it's just, I have no comprehension of how they can do that. So to watch them do it and be able to make images of that is just, I mean, that's what fascinates me.
One story I heard was about a young man, or I don't know if a young man, but a man in South Florida, Miami, whose father was presented in one of the editions. Again, I think it was the summer edition, and he's a cobbler here in Tallahassee. That's in keeping with your interest.
Yes, because you don't even think about it, the fact that a cobbler is still a thing that exists.
Yeah.
and being able to go into his shop and just see these 100-year-old pieces of equipment that were still getting daily use is just amazing to me.
Folks, Tallahassee Family Magazine is the publication. It's available through through all the Publix stores here in Tallahassee.
I think, yeah.
At least for now. There seems to be some question as to whether Publix is going to continue to make those available for any of those folks who are used to that. You might want to speak with your Publix manager about whether they're going to continue to carry these publications, because there is no cover charge, right? This is
right. It's a free magazine. You can pick it up on your way into or out of Publix.
Folks, stay with me. I've got more with Dave Barfield here. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Dave Barfield, Tallahassee Family Magazine creative director. Hardly seems enough title for you.
It seems like more of a title than I deserve.
Come on, no. Stop being humble about this. You are amazing. Stop it. And folks, if you don't believe it, go pick up a copy of Tallahassee Family Magazine. Better yet, go to Dave's website. What is it? TheLonelyFox.com.
TheLonelyFox.com, yes.
TheLonelyFox.com. Okay, so do that. You have been the guy on call for so many folks here and around the country. And there are some stories about you, even in South America, where you were doing photographic work. And I won't betray anything here, but let's talk about some of the most, or maybe the most, if there is one, challenging photo assignments that you've had to deal with. And that might be a toss-up. But
yeah, it's kind of a toss-up. I think one of my favorite photo assignments was shooting at Los Alamos National Laboratory, which was just so fascinating. I've sort of gotten into a niche of photographing science labs, and that stuff fascinates me, and they're beautiful, but the Los Alamos was an incredible place to shoot. Wow. I saw stuff that not many people get to see, so that was pretty amazing.
And I would imagine they were a bit careful about what they let you take.
Yes, and in fact, they were extremely careful, and I was supervised the entire time.
So security clearances were important.
Yes.
I get that. But wow, is there any way we can see some of those photos that you did, or are they
available? A few. Most of them are not my property, since I was shooting for someone else and aren't.
Yeah,
you see them in magazines, but they're not.
That's the other thing, is that a lot of times people are publishing your work. Sometimes you get credited, sometimes you don't. Isn't that like not cool?
Yeah, it depends on the contract. If it's if I'm what they call work for hire, if Los Alamos hires me to come take a bunch of images of their stuff, they don't necessarily need to give credit when it runs.
Right.
And then, you know, sometimes it's people just forget, which is not a big deal.
Well, another one of my favorite stories, we'll cut to the chase here. You've done a lot of work for the University of Michigan, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My understanding is that Michigan state law requires that they try to find photographers, or any contracted work needs to be found among them within the state. Right. They went through that search and then came to you.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how all that happened, but
but you ended up doing work there for them in the mm-hmm. dead of winter, and I did. Or I guess it was wintertime, or
no, it was actually the springtime.
Oh, it was early spring. Yeah. Okay, but there wasn't a whole lot blooming and stuff. I mean, Michigan is not known for its, you know, it's not Florida. So it, in that regard, it was sort of barren. But I saw a lot of the photos that came from that work.
Mm-hmm.
Striking. I mean, just the, and a lot of them were black and white.
I did, yeah. I think what you saw was more the personal work rather than the actual university work.
That was just your stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for setting me straight on that. I'm gushing here a little bit, I admit, but I like your stuff. When is a photo a good photo to you?
To me, when it speaks beyond the image and creates some sort of connection with whatever you're looking at in the photo. And if it's not that, it's just, I don't even know what it is. If it's not, it's like the... Especially in this day and age, we're constantly flooded with imagery through Facebook and Twitter, and it's just so many images coming out, and we're all drowning in them, so that there's so few images that have an emotional impact. A friend of mine, Mark Wallheiser, who I think you know, took one of the most powerful images of the Trump campaign I've seen, and... it's hard to describe, but it's just Trump speaking to a woman and she has this amazing look on her face, and describing it is a very nondescript image, but it's an amazing image. It's just incredible. Yeah. And of course, as you know, it ran on the front page of the New York Times. It ran everywhere.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a billion images of Trump on the campaign trail, but that one image just spoke volumes about what
was like handing him her baby.
She was handing him her baby, and she had just a look of...
adoration and surprise and all of that. And, as you say, your description doesn't get
it. You can't describe it, but at this point, most people have seen that image because it's still running.
Yeah.
But that was such a powerful image, and that's when a photograph is good. The technicalities of it aren't as important as the emotional impact of it. My favorite photographer, who I think everybody should look up, is Sally Mann. And her entire body of work is based on the flaws in her process. She also does wet blank collodion. And she purposely goes and buys antique lenses with scratches that don't work very well, or cameras that have light leaks, and just all, but the imperfections in the photo are what makes the photos powerful. She did her husband has a disease where basically one half of the muscles in his body are atrophying. And she did an entire book based on that. And the combination of watching his body decay would not have worked if she had not done that imperfect process with these flaws and everything else. It's just some of the most beautiful photos I've ever seen.
You've also said, and I've heard you say this not just to me but to other folks, that when you are photographing someone, you take the opportunity to find them in action. You'd rather that they simply behave normally rather than pose for a photograph.
Right, which is, you know, not unique to me, obviously. I stole that technique from a photographer in the 40s and 50s named Edward Weston, who would, as he was setting up his shots, and of course he was using large format cameras, would basically pretend like he was just working on his camera in order to get portraits of people in a natural, just not looking at the camera, posing, and that's why his portraits are so amazing.
Wow. Well, folks, I'll tell you, along with Dave, I have this interest in how things come together, how people make things. And you said earlier that when you watch a guy like Danny Goddard, for you it's just sort of magic. I take the same sort of position here with you, because I don't know how it is that you do what you do.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've even, I mean, I don't mean the technical things, although that in and of itself is, I think I need like a degree in physics or something before I could really begin to grasp technical aspects of what you do, but I think what I find mysterious is how you come to those moments when you are creating an image for us that is memorable. And in fact, you do so with intent. You know, you go in looking for that, and when you find it, you are generous enough to share it with us. Dave, thank you for being part of the show
today. Thank you for having me.
We're going to continue this conversation whenever you have a moment, because, folks, this guy stays very, very busy, as you might imagine. Again, the publication, Tallahassee Family Magazine, is available online as well, TallahasseeFamilyMagazine.com. And if you want to get to know a real artist, get to know Dave Barfield. I think you'll appreciate it. Stay with me, folks. I got more Tallahassee Talks coming up right after the top of the hour. We'll be back.
If Santa missed something on your list, get it now at Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale. Save hundreds of dollars on items throughout the store. Save $60 on a keyless entry system. Now only $299.95. Most vehicles or a complete bed protection package with bed liner, bed caps, and tailgate cap. Only $299.95.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty.
Don't take chances. Our professional installers do it right the first time.
Truck and Car Concepts New Year's Sale on Mahan Drive across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800. 656-8800.
Whidden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Whidden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Whidden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Whidden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Whidden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
All right, friends, we are back with the second hour of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, making it our mission in life to bring you more news than you might have otherwise thought was possible inside of 2 hours. But in fact, giving you opportunity to find out what might be the backstory, the people who are having these conversations with you and I, doing things that you and I perhaps have never done or would like to do at some point, perhaps, but they're doing it. And in doing it, they bring to you and I a contribution that is remarkable, that helps us better know Tallahassee for who she is, we'll say. Tallahassee discovering better a sense of place in the world. At least in my mind, I've likened Tallahassee to that adolescent youth, that young girl perhaps, who is now coming of age. Having believed all that was told to her about who she is and why she's here and what she's worth by the old way of thinking, those who were her creators, we'll say, finds herself asking a lot of questions about some of that, or maybe all of it, and beginning, like we all have to do, through what can be a very painful process, I think, adolescence, deciding what she chooses to believe, what she values. Is she simply who she's been told she is, or is she something else, maybe something more? And as she makes those discoveries, she finds new resource, talents and abilities she didn't know she had. Or she finds a resolve to be something else and sets off in that direction, sometimes to the objections of others. I kind of think that's how Tallahassee is growing. People coming to us from other communities who have taken up residence and have done so in a way that causes us all then to ask more questions. We have people who are tried and true, I think, who are just determined to contribute no matter what happens. You know, they have a kind of resolve. So whether it's in business or some social service, maybe it's an activity like what the Rotarians do. If you're a Rotarian, you're a service-oriented kind of person. So I've asked Sandra Brown to join us. Sandra is a veterinarian here in Tallahassee with Northwood Animal Hospital, one of the co-owners up there. And in her own right, carries out on a daily basis some heroic work. But here she's a member of Northside Rotary, and once again, it's time for them to gather all of the daddies and the daughters for their daddy-daughter dance coming up in February, not far away. She'll be with us here momentarily to tell us all the details we need to know about the daddy-daughter dance. It is their annual fundraiser, by the way. So happy to entertain Dr. Brown and find out more about Rotary and its mission and this event. We've had some other first-time occurrences, or I would say not that the daddy-daughter dance is first time. My point is we have some other news that is of import, one that happens to be a first ever. That's where I was going with that. Bear with me. As if you have any choice. Well, yeah, you do have a choice. Sorry. Click. Wait, come back. Don't go. Leon County will host the first community legislative dialogue meeting of the 2017 legislative session Tuesday, the 31st. This is going to happen in the commission chambers of Leon County. That's on the fifth floor of the county courthouse. 9 o'clock, Leon County, the first community legislative dialogue meeting of the 2017 legislative session. So not the first ever, but a momentous moment in that it's the first of the year. That's what I was trying to get to. And I can even give you further. For the past 6 years, the county has hosted community legislative dialogue meetings. What's this all about? Well, they happen so as to engage the community and regional partners in identifying shared legislative priorities and interests. Pay attention, my friends, because that means this is the stuff that is on the agenda of at least some rather significant folks related to how issues are brought to the light of day. Yeah? So might be good to have opportunity, if you can, to be at that meeting. Tuesday, 9 o'clock, Commission Chambers, Leon County. And, of course, we had in the week other news, of rather disturbing news, and related to the storms from last weekend. Oh, my goodness. I mean, we thought that Hurricane Hermine was going to be long behind us, and all those bad memories have been brought back with these severe thunderstorms that just came barreling through. Lots of damage around the community. Power outages, roofs, some buildings completely destroyed. Folks over there in Indian Head Acres or the Indian Head neighborhood, wow. Not cool. So a lot of recovery efforts going on around. The city was determined, I think, to set the record straight in terms of their proficiencies and their effectiveness in getting power restored as quickly as they could. So that was the beginning of the week. And I mentioned earlier, then we had this neat little concert on Wednesday night. That was great. Gary Farr. We're going to do some bit of that for you towards the end of the show here. Talk about the show and play for you some of the moments from that performance. It was at the Moon Wednesday night. In other news, this caught my attention too. This is the Backwoods Crossing, these two brothers who are in business together. You're familiar with Backwoods Crossing as a restaurant? I think they're also responsible for Backwoods Bistro. Many of you know that place. Anyway, this is part of that whole farm-to-table movement. And in doing so, they are bringing you fresh from the garden vegetables that are prepared for you at the time that you order. Neat concept. Lots of that kind of thing going on around the country. And a lot of it happening right here in Tallahassee. So we're going to try to get these two guys to come talk with us, the Rice Brothers, and see if we can get them on the show so they can tell you firsthand their story. Another good example of the very cool things going on in Tallahassee that we love to talk about. Glad you're with me here this morning. Sondra Brown is here with us. She's going to talk about Rotary and their dance, daddy-daughter dance. And a shout-out to all of our good friends who make this show possible, the sponsors that you hear advertised. Make sure that you say hi and thank you this week. I appreciate it. Stay with me, folks. We've got more coming up.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
So here we have a lovely person, Dr. Sondra Brown, a veterinarian here in Tallahassee with Northwood Animal Hospital, a co-owner there, been in practice in Tallahassee about 16 years, been a recurring guest on our show at various times, bring us up to date on neat stuff. Something more, Sondra, what is it you have for us this time?
Today, I'm here to talk about the 12th annual Northside Rotary Daddy-Daughter Dance.
Yay!
Major sponsor, Capital Regional Medical Center.
Sweet.
So
we're going to talk a little bit about the dance. What is the date of the Daddy-Daughter Dance?
Saturday, February 4th, so coming up quick.
Pre-Valentine.
Yes.
So that's cool. Saturday the 4th, and it'll be at?
The Moon.
The Moon.
Yeah.
Well, we were there this week. We were at the Moon this week for the Gary Farr concert, which was Wednesday night. The Moon on the 4th with the Rotarians, Northside Rotary Club. Is that right?
That's correct.
Tell us about Rotary, for those who are unfamiliar with your mission and kind of how you guys roll.
Yeah, Rotary is an international service organization that is comprised primarily of business owners, managers, leaders in their field. It takes people from different professions with different areas of expertise. And with our goal being, there's several different goals that Rotary International, world peace, literacy, clean water, maternal health. But by combining our different areas of expertise, we're able to get things done. Plus, we have international partners because there's Rotary clubs. I just came back from Costa Rica.
Really?
The Rotary Club in Corutabot, and I'm a veterinarian, and I'm forming custom-made wheelchairs for kids with cerebral palsy.
How cool.
That's not in my wheelhouse. I've never done anything like that. I'm using my smattering of Spanish that I remember from college and trying to calm these scared
little
kids. How do
you say dog in Spanish? Right.
Perro. Yeah. I do know that one.
Cool.
That's an opportunity to just go and do good work in the world, and you're doing it through a recognized organization, and you know, it's just getting things done.
Northside has a plethora, I would say, of mission-minded sort of folks. I think of you in that capacity. Here you are a veterinarian, Northside, Northwood Animal Hospital. A good friend of ours told me, well, yeah, she saved my dog from a rattlesnake bite. So you're not only devoted, you're a hero,
I'm sure,
to many.
Yeah.
And those of you listening right now could probably say, yep.
I remember her.
I remember her. She saved my kitty or my dog or my parrot. Or I guess, do you guys work on birds and snakes and mice?
Birds and snakes and mice and pigs.
Any of them.
Yeah.
So in that capacity, I'm thinking of these other folks, the Rotarians that you're a part of. They also have a kind of serving the world attitude?
Yeah, that's one of our missions, is to make the world a better, safer place. And in the process, we're able to do good things. And that's the proceeds from this dance is the only fundraiser my club does. And so everything we make
in this dance,
will go to fund the projects that we do, like the wheelchair project, hands helping anglers to take people with disabilities out for a day of fishing, the Rotary Youth Camp, which is a 7-day sleepaway camp for children with disabilities that's no charge to the parents.
Cool.
We're helping Peace Jam. We're doing turtle tutors where I have, hi Jamie, I have a little third grader who was struggling with reading. And so for an hour every Thursday for the last few months, I've been going and reading with her.
Oh.
And she just graduated yesterday. So
congratulations, Jamie.
Yeah.
This is the kind of person you are and the kind of people that you are collectively. Makes it easier for you? I mean, you're able to find opportunity that otherwise...
Yeah.
You would kind of think, I want to do something. What do I do?
Yeah.
And you folks are saying, well, here's an idea. Help us put wheelchairs together or help these folks who are struggling with disabilities. The Daddy-Daughter Dance, again, is on the 4th of February. That's a Saturday. And it starts at what time?
We have two dances this year. We have grown so large over the last 12 years. We're getting a little crowded on the dance floor there.
Yes.
So this year we're going to have a tea dance that's lighter hors d'oeuvres designed for the younger girls. That will start at 5 and end at 7.
Neat.
And then we'll have our traditional dance, like we've always had, that'll be from 7 to 9:30. So we're hoping by splitting the dances up a bit and maybe tailoring it to the different musical tastes and bedtimes of the girls involved that we'll be able to have more people and they'll continue to have an enjoyable experience with
How do we buy tickets?
Several options. Now, as far as the tea dance, we're only selling those tickets online.
Okay.
So you would have to go to our website, which is www.rotaryddd, it's short for Daddy Daughter Dance, so rotaryddd.com, and you just go click to buy tickets and make sure you choose the right dance, because you could buy tickets to either dance on the website.
Yeah, if I take my 25-year-old to the tea dance and she's dancing with 10-year-olds.
Well, what's your bedtime? Does that work better for you?
Then again, let me stop and think here for a minute. Well, okay, so that's then the other dance, I can go to the same website, right?
Yeah, same website. Now, the traditional dance, we also have those tickets available at Tallahassee Area Sunny's Barbecues.
Oh, okay.
And then the Moon Box Office. But that would be for the traditional dance. The tea dance tickets are only available online.
Okay, so there you go, folks.
If available, if we haven't sold out, we might have some tickets available at the door.
At the door, okay. But don't take that chance.
Yeah, we have sold out. That's part of the reason why we split the dances this year is we've been selling out, and that's heartbreaking to have to turn away a dad and a daughter. You know, the little girls are all dressed up in their finery and wearing tiaras. And
it's interesting to me. One of my Facebook friends was asking, even as of yesterday, hey, do you guys know of any daddy-daughter dances that are coming up? I was like, wait a minute. Is this a setup? Did Sandra prompt him to do this? But it was, I think it was a genuine question. Great timing, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Daddy-Daughter Dance presented by Northside Rotary.
Major sponsor, Capital Regional Medical
with
Center.
With Capital Regional Medical Center sponsoring their work at the Moon, February 4th. You can buy tickets online. And the website again is
rotaryddd.com.
Rotaryddd.com. Folks, stay with me. We've got more coming up. Thank you, Sandra, for bringing us up to date on the daddy-daughter dance and all that Rotary is doing to make our place in the world a little better.
Yeah. And hope to see y'all there.
Sounds good. Stay with me, folks. We'll be back with more right after this.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out to trucks. Truck and Car Concepts. People with their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, this is Joe Doty from Truck and Car Concepts. Want to thank Tallahassee for a wonderful and prosperous 2016. Thanks to our loyal customers and our new customers, 2016 was a very good year for Truck and Car Concepts. And look forward to 2017, serving the customers as we've always served you. Going into 17, we would also like to thank all of the military, the first responders, and our police force that gives us something that we take for granted, which is freedom, health, and safety. Without you men and women doing your job, we would not be able to enjoy the life that we lead. Let's make it a prosperous 2017. Look forward to seeing you at Truck and Car Concepts.
Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive. Call 656-8800 or online at truckandcarconcepts.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So, as promised in this portion of our broadcast today, we want to tell you a little bit more about this show Wednesday night. Gary Farr and his all-star big band featuring vocalist Lisanne Lyons. It was fantastic, and those in attendance, I think, can witness to the fact that this is a formidable, formidable talent, and the assembly on that stage was breathtaking. A lot of locals, local musicians participating in that. L'Ingenue Parsons among them. Are you kidding me? World-class musician, trumpeter. Just great. So we're going to do this. We're going to share with you a few of those moments that we were able to bring to our listeners on Wednesday night as we broadcast live on Moose Magnificat. In any case, let's take a moment here and listen to one of these fine tunes that we got to hear from Gary Farr and his all-star big band.
Thank you. He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't. It's the kiss of death for Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girls, beware of his heart of gold. His heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you fear. 'Cause a golden kiss of death for Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of his heart of gold. His heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves gold. He loves.
So there you have it, Gary Farr performing Wednesday night this week, last Wednesday night, at the Moon in Tallahassee with Lisanne Lyons, his all-star big band. They're on tour as they go forward now through the next several days, and we'll have him back in here once he's had a chance to get back home. A resident of Tallahassee now for the last couple of years. What a pleasure to have him here with us. I've got more of that same show for you as we close out today's broadcast, so stay with me. I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week, because though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best. And I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hello, brothers and sisters in Radio Land. This is blues guitarist Jerry Thigpen. Don't you move, because this is Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So as promised, I'm going to bring you another one of these outtakes from Wednesday night's show at the Moon. Gary Farr and the All-Star Big Band, his All-Star Big Band, as it's referred to. Lisanne Lyons was the guest soloist. did a great tribute to the Beatles, another to Frank Sinatra, and this very touching moment with an accompanying photo journal featuring Hank Madsen, known to many for his great contributions in the printing business, owner and operator of Rapid Press. He passed here not long ago. I think it's been about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. And our dear friend, Lourdes Madsen, continues on along with all of those who make Rapid Press successful in how contributive they are to so many people in that world of printing, digital and offset printing. Fantastic group, great company. Anyway, so they were there, and this tribute was offered. So I thought that would be fun to include. Carl, if you want to cue that up. This was Hank's Waltz, as it's titled. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
So there you have it, my friend. All of this wonderful music, courtesy of Gary Farr and his All-Star Big Band. It was our pleasure to bring that to you, and trust that you will find more and more of that kind of thing coming your way. We will broadcast the show Saturday night, so be sure to go to the website, moosemagnificat.com. We are the production of Alcom Media and Entertainment right here in Tallahassee, and pleased to bring you every week this fine broadcast. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny. I'll be looking for you next Saturday. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me. Have you heard about TallyConnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. TallyConnection.com. Go to that particular blog. You can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there, brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their TallyConnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. TallyConnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better.